here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's June the 11th, 2009. It's the anniversary of the first FM broadcast, 1935. The inventor Edwin Armstrong gave a demonstration in Alpine, New Jersey. He demonstrated the clarity of FM compared to AM radio by playing classical music and also the sound of water being poured. The novelist William Styron, born on this day, Newport News, Virginia, 1925, served in the Marines, worked at a publishing house. He got fired, so he thought he would try to write. 26 years old when his first novel, Lie Down in Darkness, came out. William Styron, who said the good writing of any age has always been the product of someone's neurosis. It's the birthday of the Renaissance playwright and poet Ben Jonson, born London, 1572. He was a contemporary of Shakespeare's. In fact, Shakespeare acted in Ben Jonson's plays. Ben Jonson, known as a troublemaker, he killed a fellow actor in a duel. He was sent to prison three times. But he was very popular and had a group of friends and admirers who called themselves the Tribe of Ben. His plays include Volpone and The Alchemist. Ben Jonson, who said, "Drink today and drown all sorrow. You shall perhaps not do it tomorrow. Best while you have it, use your breath. There is no drinking after death." And after his death, his tombstone was inscribed with the words, "O rare Ben Jonson." And it's the birthday of the poet David Lehman, born in New York City, 1948, one day in 1987, the day after he had moved into a new house. He was going back to his old rental to get the last of his stuff and had the inspiration to create a yearly anthology of the best poems that had been published that year, and each year a different poet would select the poems. He thought it was a good time to start a new project, having just moved into a new house. It was Scribner who agreed to publish it, and The Best American Poetry, 1988, came out, edited by John Ashbery. It was a huge success, and David Lehman has served as the series editor ever since. They come out every September. Very popular book. David Lehman, who put out two books of daily poems, inspired by Robert Bly, who'd been inspired by William Stafford, to wake up early in the morning and write a poem, one poem every morning. David Lehman once wrote poems for 186 consecutive days, published his favorites in two books, The Daily Mirror and The Evening Sun. Here's a poem for today by Jack Gilbert, Horses at Midnight Without a Moon. Our heart wanders lost in the dark woods, our dream wrestles in the castle of doubt. But there's music in us. Hope is pushed down, but the angel flies up again, taking us with her. The summer mornings begin inch by inch while we sleep, and walk with us later as long-legged beauty through the dirty streets. It is no surprise that danger and suffering surround us. What astonishes is the singing. We know the horses are there in the dark meadow because we can smell them, can hear them breathing. Our spirit persists like a man struggling through the frozen valley who suddenly smells flowers and realizes the snow is melting out of sight on top of the mountain, knows that spring has begun. Jack Gilbert's poem, Horses at Midnight Without a Moon, from Refusing Heaven, published by Alfred A. Knopf and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with readings, guides, essays, audio recordings, poems, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.